In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Authorities are looking for a suspect in an alleged sexual assault on Monday evening in Lincoln Township. He's described as white, in his 30s, with dark hair, and was wearing a white t-shirt. The man is accused of possibly sexually assaulting an 18-year-old woman as she was preparing to take down her hammock at Grandmere State Park and head home. She did not know exactly when he appeared, but called police after she woke up on the ground around 8 p.m. The woman says she set up a hammock around 6 p.m. and says the man physically assaulted her. Police used a Lincoln Township police canine, a Berrien County Sheriff canine, and a heat-sensing drone looking for the man, but turned up nothing. The victim suffered head and facial injuries and is being treated at Spectrum Health Lakeland. Benton Harbor City Commissioners have approved a contract for the removal of lead water lines around the community. At a Monday meeting, two contracts with Meeks Contracting were approved to use EPA funds for the replacement of service lines connecting the city water mains to homes. Mayor Marcus Muhammad said that the work is urgently needed.
The 911 emergency to replace these lead lines is a 911.
Abbin Marsh engineer Jason Marquardt told commissioners about the first phase of the work.
The first conclusion is for 100 total water service replacements, and that was low bid on that was Meeks Contracting Services. The list that's provided in that packet is confirmed lead services that have been potholed in the past. We have 80 total lead services and 20 additional for the city to complete under that contract.
Millions in EPA grants are being used to replace the lead lines over the next 4 years. In the next phase of the project, another 260 lead service lines will be replaced. The contracts with Meeks are for $280,000 and $283,000. Commissioners had concerns about how streets would be affected, but in the end approved the contracts. Phase one of the work starts next month. At the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, Governor Wimmer announced a new plan to grow the economy.
I'm here to announce the My New Economy, an economic agenda that is laser focused on getting Michigan back to work and helping us become the kind of state that we strive to be.
The $2.1 billion program, which needs legislative approval, is focused on growing Michigan's middle class, supporting small businesses, and investing in communities. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.